Welcome to the Goracom podcast, where investors discover great small cap companies. Thank you for taking a Goracom with you, and make sure to follow our podcast.
If you believe in the future of high-speed internet access across the whole world, I've got 800 million reasons for you to love this interview with Neuron Wireless, trades in Canada under NUR, and for our friends in the US, NRRWF. This is Aurora reporting for Agoracom, and most of us on this Zoom take high-speed internet access on our phones and our laptops for granted, but it's a major problem for rural and remote areas, especially in developing nations around the world. Neuron Wireless is a leading rural telecommunications company that meets the growing demand for wireless network coverage in remote and rural regions of the world, offering a new possibility for more than a billion people to communicate effectively and affordably. And more than just talk, Neuron has signed over $800 million in contracts spanning 10 years and 7 countries with two of the largest mobile network operators in the world, MTN Group, a multinational mobile telecom company operating in many African Asian countries, and Orange, formerly France Telecom, a France multinational telecom with 266 million customers worldwide. And here to talk about the company further are George and CEO Francis Latorne.
Francis, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me today.
A lot of news that's been coming out, especially in 2024, related to financing. Before we get to the specifics of that recent financing news and the impact on the business, I do want to talk to some of the new people that are joining us to understand you just a little bit better. And the way I look at it is, you're not just building a great business, you're also providing a great service to people that need it the most around the world, right?
Mobile telephony has become a utility, George. It's on the, I would say, the basic needs of human being these days. People spend more time on their telephone than eating and sleeping. So Neuron is on the verge of connecting those unconnected people. There are 350 million people unconnected in Africa only. Close to a billion people around the world to basic telephony. The GSMA recently reported that close to over 3 billion people don't have any internet access. From this 3 billion, 1 billion is not even connected to simple mobile telephony. So this is where Neuron comes into play. So we build the infrastructure and we manage this infrastructure in partnership with the largest mobile network operator as an extension of their network. So this is what Neuron is about. You can view us as a tower company that does the extra mile to manage the network equipment. We come from this network equipment world. We happen to make a fantastic business shift called network as a service, allowing us to service those end user.
And for anybody at home who doubts the validity of the business plan, by the way, it's an awesome business plan. But all I know is we all have that experience of when we're cut off from our mobile carrier or our internet at home for just an hour or two. And we feel, unfortunately, I fall into that. We feel complete loss and disconnected. So imagine the prosperity and all the other amazing benefits you're going to bring to all the 350 million people in Africa, all these people around the world. So love what you guys are doing. And you've got third-party validation. You're not just talking the talk. You're not George Com Mobile saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. In the introduction, we already heard about some of the great telecom partnerships you have, the contracts you signed. And now recently, a former network executive of MTN Group was appointed both to your board and as chair of your strategic committee. So what does that mean in terms of third-party validation, and why did he come on? Why did he join Neuron?
Navi was extremely instrumental to what Neuron is today. He was the first one who accommodated or accepted to test all the work that has been put in place by a small company of California, out of California, called Facebook, that empowered some smaller disruptive company to bring solution to connect the unconnected. So Navi at MTN, he was a CTO of MTN Group at this time, was the one accommodating the testing of the solution. So he's been extremely instrumental in current Neuran success. Was working under Babak Fouladi, that used to be on Neuran boards a couple of years back. So Navi is joining as an acting, almost an acting CTO, is wide experience and expertise is going to allow us to get better alignment in terms of technology, in terms of market, in terms of business model. So Navi don't want to just be a post, wants to be hands-on, working with us, opening doors, cleaning up some of the hurdles that we have ahead of us. So Navi is going to be a great asset for us.
Yeah, and you took the words right out of my mouth, because sometimes board appointees, you appoint George to your board, and it's just a suit that's sitting there to help out, to fulfill some duties. But he's also chair of the strategic committee, that's a big deal, right?
Absolutely. It's as we've made that shift in 2020 to become a network as a service company from being an OEM in the radio access network business. But of course, we need alignment. We need to have this African vision. We also need to have this mobile network operator vision, just to get better alignment for us to just be better in the future. So that's why Navi is going to bring a lot of insightful information and intels about how the money, the business should be turning into.
Let's switch to the financing news that's come out in 2024. And I want to talk about in January already. Back the almost first day of the year, you announced a mandate letter for a $5 million loan agreement. Mm-hmm. And now you just announced a $15 million financing letter of intent. Is it fair to say, and I like this because it almost seems like it's smaller chunks, is it fair to say that this is a shift in your financing strategy? Rather than waiting for one big chunk of financing, you're almost doing incremental steps now?
Yeah. So we have to admit that running after a large organization such as the one with whom we've been dealing with thus far, even if we don't lose confidence in this option, we needed to have multiple options, or I would say incremental options, to allow us to start building now. And this is back in September last year, where just after we hired Sébastien Bourillon, VP Corporate Development, working with Jim Bailey on the financing front. The goal here was to use the maximum of Sébastien's experience. Ex-EBRD, he has a pretty solid address book. He has introduced us to over 120 groups. From this 120 groups, we're now down to a group of, I would say, a short list of 20 groups with whom we are working with. And this is the fruit, the fruition, or the harvesting of all this hard work that has started in September, that has also improved or increased in terms of interest since AfricaCom. And now we are just accumulating this. Just a point on mandate letter, because it's not a terminology that is well understood here. People talk about indicative term sheet or something. Mandate letter is more than just a term sitting on a piece of paper. Usually at this level, the investment committee has been involved and has been reviewing the files. So when they issue a mandate letter, is a commitment to go the one step further in terms of due diligence and move forward. Even this $5 million has reached another step. Now it's the signed term sheet. So signed term sheet is also kind of a baby loan agreement, a 16 to 20 page type document where everything is driven, covenants, CPs, everything is there. So we're progressing on all front regarding this $5 million. But the additional $15 million is also to give us option. Yes, we have this $27 million DFI loans that we've been pursuing pending licensing approval in DRC, but we needed to give us options to make decision to go
Absolutely.
This direction or this direction. Exact. Or to combine them all together to make it one big chunk of money to deploy those sites. A typical site will cost $25,000 to build. You know, all inclusive of the equipment, the service, the duty, the transportation, and so on and so forth. So for us to deliver the 4,600 sites that we have under contract with our two MNO partners in seven countries, for this, we will need a massive amount of money to build this. Some will be internally generated benefit or profit that will be reinvested in the build, but some of it will need to come from debt or from equity. And this is what we've been actively working on, because the delay caused by this DFI loan has been dramatic for Neuron in terms of not only the share price, George, but also for us internally, because we need to see momentum, we need to see movement. So the recent performance of Cameroon allowing us to free up cash in the country to build, which is another announcement that we did, you'll probably come up to it, but it allows us to just take incremental steps towards becoming EBITDA positive, which is really what we are looking for. Those baby steps will bring more cash, will show more momentum. Equity players for the African sub are going to be more and more inclined to do it. So it's important for us to take those small steps moving forward. And we're right on it right now with those, the 5 million. We're talking about the credit margin ongoing with the Cameroonese local bank, the cash generated by our operation in Africa, leading to potentially deploy with this money up to 600 sites. So this is the first step. And once we get this big chunk of money, floop, then we can go full steam.
Well, then that beckons a question for me, which is, first of all, credit to you guys for shifting your strategy. And ironically enough, there's a great African proverb, and you're an African, which is, what's the best way to eat an elephant? And they say one bite at a time, because sometimes we try and do the whole thing in one shot. It's just too hard. So little bites. So given the fact that you had a $5 million mandate almost on the first day of the year, and this recent $15 million LOI, is it reasonable to assume that you've already said you're talking to a lot of different sources, that there might be some more threes, fives, eights, you know, some other smaller ones just to help put it all together?
Yeah, of course, it will be it will become some kind of a headache at some point to have all of those coexist together. But no, we don't want to stop ourselves. So first in, first serve. So let's bring the money. If money is on the table, as soon as we can get it, we build. And this is the objective. Of course, at some point, we will need to sit down, look at all this, those various financing options that we have on the table, and have them to coexist together with, you know, carving out some of the securities on some point. But the fact that we've been focusing on this large financing and to protect this large financing from any external influence to this in terms of having to live with various conditions, securities and things like this, we said, okay, that's enough. We've been waiting long enough for this. Let's have those new options kicking in, and we will deal with the fact that we will need to address those concerns as we go, but we can't stop the business from running. We have to continue, and those steps are extremely important for the company. Now the team is extremely enthusiastic to see, okay, we're building, yes, go. So this is what these guys have been hired for. So now you see them super excited every morning. Okay, so what do we do now? So first step was to upgrade the five sites as it was announced in the 21 site resumption. Those sites, doing the upgrade of those sites, George, Cameroon is great. It costs $6,500 to do the upgrade. The upgrade is going to end with a $7,000 increase in revenue on a monthly basis. So the payback of this.
That's diabolical. That's unbelievable math right there, you know.
And this is the thing that we're seeing in Cameroon. It's extremely good the way it's going now. So we're on the right pace. So that's why we have to focus, build, and see. So of course, people would like to see us next day doing 100 site, but the 100 site is not feasible for now with the money we have. As money comes in, we'll just continue to build more and more. But we want to keep up the pace and get to this EBITDA positive status that we are looking for.
And let's, since we've talked about Cameroon a couple of times, and there are people who are watching or listening who either are shareholders that aren't quite aware of this or new people who don't know what we're talking about, your sites there, over 10% of those sites are now generating more than $5,000 US in monthly revenue. And the top site is averaging over $7,000 US per month. Did that meet your expectations? And the overall average, I think, is just under 2,000, but correct me if I'm wrong. But does that meet your expectations, or is this surpassing your expectations of what you guys thought you could do there?
So it's more than surpassing our expectation. And because of the performance and the usage on the sites, we have worked a lot in 2023 on the networking side to increase the performance and the capacity of our current network elements, because we couldn't absorb all of this capacity usage all the time. So we have made a significant improvement. We changed the operating system, and that, as a result, I've grown the traffic by 25%. So a lot of work has been done. Even if behind the scene, you look at the company, no sites built, no financing, this, that. A lot of work has been done to get all our network element and processes and site selection to a point where as soon as we get go with the proper financing in place, it's going to rock.
So let's talk about how, because keeping in line with the business, last year you had put out some expectations for performance in 2024 and 2025, specifically. You're projecting that you'd achieve about $20 million in revenue US for 2024 and as high as $50 million in revenue for 2025. Is that still on track, given the fact that the big loan didn't come through, but now you have these smaller chunks happening? What does that do to your expectations for revenue in 2024 and 2025? And of course, the accompanying EBITDA that goes with that.
So yeah, you set yourself goals and you walk your way to attain those goals. Of course, the last 2 years has been disappointing in terms of results compared to expectations because the financing was not there. Now, at least we have this 5 million plus already 2 million already allocated to this build plan. So this 7 million altogether is going to allow us to build 600 sites. So we are, 40% into this 15 sites objective. The sooner we get the financing, the likelihood that we will achieve this 1,500 sites. But of course, if if EIB is getting delayed again, or those other letter of intent take a little bit longer than expected, then we might miss it. But anyway, we'll report back to the shareholders. But at least we have almost 600 sites covered already with this 5 million plus the money generated in Cameroon plus this credit margin that is coming with the Cameroonese bank. So bottom line, we're making incremental steps. You talked about this earlier. So we're making incremental steps to go there. But if we just wait for the big thing to happen and then start building, we will still be here talking about this maybe in April, May. We don't know. So we needed to bite the bullet and to make it happen for us. And we were taking, I call it baby steps, but we're taking smaller steps in order to get going. So this plus that will lead to deliver on quality.
And yeah, taking matters into your own hands is a sign of great leadership too, Francis. Look, sometimes shareholders expect of all CEOs, not just you, Tim Cook, and everybody else in this world at the big mega companies, Jeff Bezos, you know, we sometimes expect, look at Bob Iger at Disney, you know, we expect everything to always be perfect as planned and everybody's got a 52-week all-time high on the stock, but that's just not the way the world works. unfortunately. I mean, even if you look at Tesla's stock price over the last 10, 12 years, it's been peaks and valleys and peaks and valleys, but, you know, slowly moving upward. So if you can't hit those numbers in, let's say there are some delays or it does not come, there are, it's just a case of you're just going to be pushing these numbers back a little bit. It's not like it's lost business.
No.
Right? It's not as a case of, oh, if we don't get the financing to sell these widgets to GeorgeCom, well, then he's going to buy those widgets from another supplier in China, and then that deal is gone forever. That's the good news, right, Francis, that as you attack this incrementally, you just peel off layers of it, chunks of it, until you put it all together, and then it's all there waiting for you.
Agree. So, look, George, I will not play hide and seek with people. We miserably missed our targets in 2022, 2023.
Bravo for saying that.
The we've been able to accumulate sufficient contract. It's still on the table. It's 4,600 sites that we need to build. The most important thing is to bring this financing, and we're on the verge of doing this. So this step with the 5 million, this 15 million that has been announced, there will be other ones to come, and we are trying to expedite. Oh, and the thing that is also important, I would say term sheets or letter of intent are coming from similar group to an EIB, for example, but smaller. But all the work that has been done to meet the guidelines or the compliance for the operation, for the regulatory aspect, for the legal aspect, for the environmental aspect, which is extremely important for those guys, yeah. Environmental and social impact assessment that we need to do. All of this has been done. So for us, it's just recycling the same information that we have been working on for EIB. So it probably accelerate the process for those newcomers in terms of financing. So there's reliance on some of the due diligence that has been done by the DFIs thus far. So that should accelerate the process. So that's why we still think that it's a possibility that we have more than 600 sites, probably close to 1,500 sites in 2024. But that will be highly dependent on the financing. We've made, by the way, in the Monty Progress Report yesterday, a correction of those forecasts versus where we are today.
Francis, I love your leadership because you always speak direct. Look, you even said earlier, we just didn't deliver. I love the fact that you're direct. You take accountability, but at the same time, you take a bull by the horns to take matters of your own hands instead of waiting for a big one-time, you know, financing. You guys already put plans in place, and look, it's starting to pay off. So I can't wait to have you back in the next 30, 60 days. I know you can't say anything, but hopefully in the very near future when a couple more things have materialized, and then we're really talking about momentum going forward. But I think you've started off 2024 on a great footing, and you're showing investors that you're not just waiting, and you're taking matters into your own hands. I think that's fantastic leadership. Last words to you before we sign off.
So we recently did 3 pieces of news in the last 2 weeks. So expect not as big as 2 per week or something like this, but we'll constantly keep our shareholders informed of the evolution of the various work streams. But bottom line, we have set ourselves aggressive goals for 2024, 2025, and we will work extremely hard to meet them. We're on the right track. We have been able to announce those financing early 2024, so that is probably a good sign that we have we are on the right track to meet those objectives. So bear with us. We have a fantastic team on the ground, ready to go, super excited, eyes wide open, arms ready to dig holes and to erect towers. So I think the waiting has been long enough. Let's go and do this.
Great message, my friend. Thanks for joining us as always. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you, George.
For everybody at home, you've been watching or you've been listening by podcast on Spotify, Google, Apple, your favorite podcast platform, to Francis Letourneau. He's a CEO at Neuron Wireless, trades in Canada, NUR, for our friends in the US, NRRWF. For those of you new to the story, you like what you hear, you've seen some story that's preceded this on X or on the other platforms that we're on, and you want to know more about the company, get to their profile page on Agoracom first, because this is something really big and not a lot of companies are doing this. This isn't just like selling pizzas. So you want to try and understand what they're doing. First, head to the profile page on Agoracom, get that knowledge, that base knowledge under your belt, and then head over to the company's website to do your deep dive due diligence. Because like Aurora said at the beginning of all this, if you believe in the future of high-speed internet access for the whole world and how it's got to come into everybody's hands, then you've got to consider NeuRAN Wireless. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. See you next time.
Hey guys, this podcast is over. But don't forget to help your company by liking it or even leaving a comment. And then, don't forget to help yourself by following us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or on your favorite podcast platform, so you will never miss another one great Agoracom Small Cap Podcast.